Have a good day to all of you. This week, we have news from China, Singapore, and South Korea. Firstly, let's hear news from Asia. Artificial intelligence is becoming a creative force both within and outside gallery walls, but legal uncertainties could hinder the hype. From his home office in Manila, Mr. Patrick Cabral has built a city. For the multidisciplinary artist who originally specialized in calligraphy, the latest technologies in artificial intelligence and machine learning have provided a new medium for his ideas and also a platform to reimagine his country's history. Over recent years, Southeast Asia's AI creative potential has not only benefited artists like Mr. Cabral, but also extended past the walls of galleries and studios. Machine learning tools have been used to improve livelihood, boost medical progress, and explore identity and heritage. But even so, concerns in the artistic world over issues such as copyright and human replacement have caused some to question if the AI is accelerating too fast. Professor Rizky Saputra, Assistant Professor of Data Science at Monash University in Indonesia, agrees that the ease at which AI can replicate artist styles poses a threat to originally in the market. Next, we have news from China. Floods, drought, and earthquake and freezing condition in China caused direct economic loss of 23.76 billion yuan in the first quarter, the government said on Saturday, 13 April 2024. The Emergency Management Ministry cited damage from several cold spells, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the northwestern region of Xinjiang, landslide in Yunnan province in the southwest, and flooding on the Yellow River. Last year, natural disasters in China caused 345.45 billion yuan of direct economic losses, with 691 people dead or missing, the ministry reported in January. In January, the ministry said it plans a three-year campaign to tackle problems hampering response times during disasters and accidents, including production safety lapses in sectors like mining. Next, we have news from Japan. Singapore film Wonderland has scored another win this time, a Best Actor Award for Mark Lee and Best Supporting Actor Award for Peter Yu at the Ho Chi Minh International Film Festival on Saturday, 13th April 2024. The same film had picked up by the local jury award at the Palm Springs International Film Festival for promoting understanding and acceptance between people. The other contenders in the category were from the US, UK, and Poland. Lee took to Instagram to announce the good news. Producer, screenwriter, and co-founder of Mocha Chai Laboratories, Michelle Chang, congratulated the actors' wins. Chang said that the heartwarming film had three layers. Wonderland will be playing in Singapore cinemas from 8 August 2024. From Jennie Blackpink. Blackpink's Jennie continues to make history on Billboard Hot 100. On 9 April, Billboard revealed that one of the girls Jennie's collab with The Weeknd and Lily Rose Depp from their HBO series The Idol had successfully remained on the chart at number 85. As a result, Jennie has now become the first Korean female soloist ever to chart a song for 15 weeks on the Hot 100. With one of the girls extending its own record for the longest charting song by a female K-pop soloist. Outside of the Hot 100, one of the girls stayed strong at number 18 in its 26th week on Billboard's Global US chart. The news from Jennie closes this week's episode. Don't forget to always listen to Focus Asia every week to update your knowledge about what happens in Asia. See you on the next episode of Focus Asia, your first window to discover Asia.